Okay, is Siyata Deshmaya. What we're going to do today is Tafnun Beis, and that is the Zman HaGolas Kalim. We discussed all the things in terms of the requirements of the Kli and the nature, the different types of Hekshir, but there are unique halachos in regards to the timing of HaGolas Kalim that come back to a lot of important Yisodos in Isur V'Heter. And I would like to start also Simin Kuf Chav Beis as well, Amir Tzah Hashem. Okay, so says the Mechaber. Yesh li zar lahagil kodem shach amishis kidei shlo yitzarech ledakdek im hakelim b'nei yoman olav. The Mechaber points out that there is a fundamental difference between Hagolas Kalim prior to the Zman Iser of Erev Pesach. The Achronim point out, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that Min HaTorah, the Zman Isser, only begins at Chatzos, but we already start the Isser Achila already from the fifth hour. So the Mechaber here says, Kodem Shah Hamishis, that there you should be careful, it's a Eitza Yehutza, it's suggested that one should be careful to do the Hagala prior to the Zman Isser. And what we're going to have is a bunch of differences between the standard that's necessary for Haggalah, whether one does it prior to the Zman Iser or after the Zman Iser. So if you take a look at our outline, first I'll show it to you in the outline, and then we're going to do it inside. In our outline, we point out that there are four differences between the Zman Iser and prior to the Zman Iser for four different issues. Number one, we know that when you have a case of Haggalah, so you have the Iser being expunged. It's going to go into the water. It goes into the water. So when it goes into the water, could that Iser go back into the Kli? It could very well be that when it comes to the Haggalah, that you'll have a problem. And that problem is you have a utensil that is holding the water for Haggalah, and you have the Kli that you're pasturing and you're putting it inside. The Iser goes out, the Chametz goes out, but how are we assured that the Chametz is not going to go back in? Now, the way in which we could be assured that, one way is to be makpid, to be careful that there's shishim. So it could very well be that when it comes to the threshold of needing how much water you need, it might be dependent on the time of Iser prior to Heter. And we'll see that there are poskim who say that if you have a bunch of kalim that go inside the water and each one of them is giving off the Iser, so then in such a case that's going to be a problem if there isn't shishim keneged kalim. Another distinction that one needs to take into account when it comes to Haggalah is whether the tam that goes out is tam isur or tam pogum. So if the kli that you're kashering is an eno ben yomo, so then in such a case you have no concern about that tam asering anything else. But if it's a ben yomo, then it'll be a problem. Another issue that you need to be concerned about, which you might differentiate between whether it's before Iser or after Iser, is the rule of Aidi Depolat Eina Boleya. And that is that when you have the Kli that is expunging the Iser, so then in such a case, it's not Boleya. So that's fine. But what happens if you leave the Kli around for an extended period of time and it already expunged all the Iser, then Iser might go back inside? So for these reasons, number one, we're concerned that the tam is going to go back simply because it's gone out. Eventually, it's going to go inside. And especially if you're not careful that you allow it to sit for a while, and if the kli is a ben yomo, all of those things are concerns in kashering kalim. The moment in which you kasher it before the Zman Isur, so many of these problems are going to fall away. In other words, even if you didn't have shishin, it could very well be that it's still going to be okay. So that's what the Mechaber is saying over here. He says, Yeshus are the Hagel Kli Kodem Shom Shishis. Why? Number one, if it's Kodem Shom Shishis, he says, then you don't have to be concerned about if it's going to be a Ben Yomo, it's going to still be okay. Number two, even if there isn't Shishim of the water Keneged the Kli, it's also going to be okay. Says in the parentheses, the Rama says, Om Yeh Shishim Mayim Neged Kli Shem Hagel Olav. V'chein, another thing, imagel kelim shebliyosam mu'etes and kelim shebliyosam meruba. What about the fact that if you might have a kli that's already done with its ID detarid liflat, because it has a little bit amount of iser, and there's another kli that's inside that you're kashering simultaneously, that takes longer to push out its iser, so its iser is coming, of chametz is coming out, the kli that has a shorter amount of iser or less amount of iser, it's going to start absorbing. So all of these things are concerns when, in general, you're kashering. But when you do it before Isser, then things are going to get better. What's going to get better? We'll talk in a shortly. V'chein yamashe kelim b'toch hayor yosem idai. V'ein yamashe osa kol kach. What happens if you put the kelim into the water too long? So then the Isser could go back in. V'chein kedei shelo yitzarech lizar shelo yinuch ma'amayim risichasan. And also, if the water is going to be bubbling, so then in such a case, then you don't have to worry about. Let me come back to v'chein kedei. Let me leave that, because that's going to be a different explanation. The Rama over here adds something which the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to need to explain what the Rama is adding. So we're going to get back to that as well. Continues the Mechaber v'shelo yachnis hakelim ad shir tichu amayim. And that you shouldn't put the kelim in until the water is going to be hot. What does that mean? So Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tes says Ratzal Lomar, Dimagil la'acher zman iser ein nachon la'achnes kli kolim she'yertichu amayim av she'yishu b'socha ad she'yertichu mitam shelo yivla oz me'agol she'yesh ben pleitas kelim. We're going to be concerned that if you're going to put a kli inside the water and the water is not bubbling, so then in such a case, then before it even does the process of heksher, it's going to absorb more iser. And then it's going to be a ben yomo of iser. And we want to have the kli to be an eina ben yomo. And if you're going to do it after the zman iser, then also you have to be concerned that the larger kli, the kli that you're doing the kashering in, this is a smaller kli, this is the larger kli, that's going to absorb the tan iser. And if you do it kodem zman iser, many of these things we're not going to have to worry about. So let's see how the Mishnah Berurah spells out Sifkat and Aleph. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshizar, Tamlezeh, Dihine inyan hagolahu derisichas hamayim motzias habluah mikli. Aval yesh lachush, deme'achar shemotzias habluah yachsev yivla bikli mashepolta. You have to be concerned that the iser that went out is going to go back in. So therefore, the poskim suggest, let's say we're talking not about chametz on Pesach, we're talking about pork. So if we're talking about pork, you should only kasher a kli that absorbs pork, that's an eina ben yomo. Or another suggestion, even if it's not an eina ben yomo, but if there's shishim, they'll be mevatel. On this, the Mechaber is saying, in other words, all of the concerns that the Mechaber had above, that the Yisr might go back in, and so on and so forth, is not a concern why it went prior to the Yisr. Mishum, so if you have Kodem Zman Yisr, so then in such a case, you have not Barnat de Teira, and therefore, Dahainu Atam Shel Chametz Shekiblu Akelim Mitchila Yishel Heter. So you have the Tam, here's the Kli that is Chametz stick, its Tam goes into the water, and the water might put it back into the Kli. You're concerned about that, but at the end of the day, you don't have to be concerned because there was Nesinas Tam into the Kli, from the Kli into the water, and from the water back into the Kli. Now, if this is so then at the end of the day, really, you don't need all of the mechaber's conditions, even when you have, once you have nat bar nat de teira. In other words, all you need to do is just make sure that it's prior to the Zman Isur, and you don't have to worry about all these things. Now, even if it was already Zman Isur, we're going to spell in the Mishnah Berurah, it could be that if you take care of some of these things, it's going to be enough, even if it's not Parnat Isur, and that we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah shortly. Okay. Now, there is a fundamental question that the poskim all ask on this. It's in your booklet. The Magen Avram asks a fantastic question. And the Gra also asks this question. Yeah. The Magen Avram is towards the middle of your booklet. In Taf Nun Beis Aleph. So we said that the halacha is that if it's not Barnat Tisura, then in such a case you have to worry about Ina Ben Yomo. But if it's not Barnat Teira, then it's fine. So Frek the Magen Avraham Magavaldik Akasha. Is Chametz not Barnat Teira or Chametz is not Barnat Tisura? Mm-hmm. Exactly. According to the Ramah, who holds that the halacha is that we're machmir on Isura Bala, according to many Rishonim, that say they have to be choshed. You know what, let's not put Mechaber Ramah, because that itself gets us into some problems. Let's just say, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that Paskin's Lichatfil, that we have to be choshed, Chametz is Isura Bala, so then in such a case, even if it's prior to the Zman Isser, we should say that's Isur Bala. So that's the Magen Avraham Sifkatan Aleph, Imakelim. Shaf al Pishakli ben Yomo, the ancient Shemayim Negla, Phil Haki Shari, Mishum de Havi, not Bernat Atera. Masha'ena Kenachasha, the Kosha, Dobisim in Tafnam Zain Sifhei, Oser Ramad Varmis Pashon Likli Chametz, Velo Hitler Mitam Nat Bernat, Loma Matri Kanle Chatkila. In other words, the Mechaber presented that the way in which you could solve all of the possible problems of the Iser going back into the Kli is that if it's not Iser. And that means that's prior to Chatzos, prior to the Zman Iser of the Chametz. But we consider Chametz Isur Bala. So Rabosa, you might fall out of your chair, or if you're holding in Issa V'Heter, I think you should fall out of your chair when you hear the Magen Avraham's answer. Take a look at this answer of Magen Avraham. Three lines from the bottom, again, it's halfway through our booklet in Taf Nun Beis. V'yeh Shlomar, Dahacha, Kiva Di'ika Har Betamin Min Hamacha L'Kli, Min HaKli L'Mayim, Min HaMayim L'Kli, Shari. Magen Avraham says that here there are so many Nesinas Tams. In a Chanami, Isura Bala, into the Kli. This is Isura Bala, even on Purim. And therefore, when you do Agolas Kalim, you have not Barnati Isura. But let's now start counting Tamim, says the Magen Avraham. One time was the Chametz into the Kli. Second time was the time of Chametz out of the Kli into the water. Third time is from the water back into the Kli. That's been all of our concerns. That it's going to go back into the Kli. It's going to go into the Yorah, etc. That's where all the... Says the Magen Avraham, Harbe Tamim. Rabosai, the Prima Gadim, this I'm surprised at myself that I never discussed when I've done these halachos previous with the Chevra. Could be I alluded to it, but I didn't have this Prima Gadim photocopied. The Prima Gadim in Sif Katan Aleph says, is that consistent what we learned in Hilchos Basar B'Chalav? Not Barnati Surah. Do you ever remember counting how many times? We always said that Not Barnati Surah is Asr La'olam. So says the Prima Gadim that this is against the Shach and the Taz. If you take a look at the Eish L'Avram Dibur Maskel in, he says, Va'ayin Yoredeya. First word online is the Havi. And it doesn't say Ayin Yoredeya, but it says Vav Ayin Yud Dalid. Va'ayin Yoredeya Tzadihe, Bitazu V'Shach, Da Osir Ligrom L'Chatchila Nat Barnat, Mash Mahav Harbe Nesinas Tam. So he says that many Nesinas Tams are also. We've learned that Nesinas Tam is Usr across the board. So what emerges is that there is a Magen Avraham who says not that way. There's a Magen Avraham who says that the halacha is that if you have so many different Nesinas Tams, and the Prima Gadim counts these Nesinas Tams over here, if you have many of them, so then in such a case, even the Magen Avraham already, he says, D'morotel chatchil bepesach, tavi shalosh Nesinas Tam, shtayim kelim umayim. So you have all these different Nesinas Tams going to so many different directions. If you count up the Magen Avraham's Nesinas Tams, that'll be mutter. But we learned, according to the Shach and the Taz, that the halacha is that it is usur. The Chazon Ish has a very interesting answer. I'll just tell you where it is. It's in Kuf Yud Tes Yud Dalet. It's in your booklet. That's the Chazon Ish has a interesting teretz. I thought that you could give a Gishmak Alamda teretz. I didn't find any Achron give this teretz, but I think maybe we could suggest the following chidush. When we call something Isura Bala, does that mean it's now Isur? Or when we look at it on Pesach, we say since its name was Chametz, we call it Isura Bala. So there are really two ways to understand Isura Bala. Does Isura Bala mean that even on Erev Pesach it already has an identity of Isur? Or when we want to get rid of it, then we have to look at it as having a standard of Isura Bala. The Ritva, I think it's in your booklet at the end. Yes. At the end of the booklet, the Ritva in Avodah Zarah, and Af Ayin Vav Amin Aleph, he says as follows. He says, Chametz bePesach sheNivla b'Sakin, Chametzu v'Shem Chametz Alav, Elo she'adayin lo chal olav zman Isura. He says, he's explaining Isura Bala, that you could call Chametz Isura Bala, that even it has a Shem Chametz, even though the Zman Isur hasn't adayin lo chal zman Isura olav. The time of Isur has not yet started. So I want to say that maybe we could squeeze out of this Ritva that Chametz is not considered Isura until Pesach, and therefore when it comes to Nat Barnat, you could still call it Nat Barnat de Hetera, you could still call it Nat Barnat as long as it's Erev Pesach, it's a prior to Pesach. Only by the Zman Isur is it called Nat Barnat de Isura. However, when we're looking at the Kli about how to expunge the Isur, then for Pesach itself, because when it comes Pesach, it's going to be called Isser. So then in such a case, it has a higher standard. Okay, that's my Lamda Sheteretz. You could take it or leave it. But you have the Magen Avraham's answer. I guess I feel bad that I haven't really given you an answer that works according to Shach and the Taz, except my own Teretz. So I'll just tell you the Chazon Ish's Teretz. The Chazon Ish, I mentioned to you, it's in Kuf Yud Tes Yud Dalet. The Chazon Ish says that Nat Barnat the Isura, everybody agrees, is a lower level of Isur. It's weaker. For sure, Nat Barnat is a lower level of Isur. And therefore, when it comes to kashering Kalim, so then in such a case, prior to the Zman Isur, that's all you have to get out. In other words, that when the Zman Isur is there, so then you've got to get everything out. But when it comes to prior to the Zman Isur, so it's not going to Aser the other Kalim because it's already Chalash. But once the Zman Isur starts, then it's going to be different. Okay, the truth is the Kasha, all three of the answers are a little bit difficult. The Kasha is really stronger than the Teretz. The Be'er Halacha discusses this in Dibra Maskil She'ein. And the Be'er Halacha, really, because of this Kasha, the Be'er Halacha comes out L'chumra. Let's take a look at the Be'er Halacha in She'ein Tzrichin, halfway through. U'lefize, Be'echa mishnei dvarm she'avesim mishn brur, dehainu she'akelim einu binyoma, o she'yach she'ayol gudol v'yibashishin levat alkeim she'magilim bal she'zeik b'din, The Be'er Halacha, because this kasha is so strong, says, I don't want to simply rely on the fact that it's not barnata etera. Because at the end of the day, chametz is isura bala. And since chametz is isura bala, he says the halacha would be that you should only do heksher kelim if the kli is an eino ben yomo. Or that you have to make sure that there's shishim keneged the utensil. According to a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, what would the simple reading be? The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch would be you don't have to worry about nothing because it's not barnat te'etera. Okay. I told you that there was something in the Mechaber that I was going to leave to explain. So the Mechaber, when he says, V'chein kedei shalo yitzarech lizar shalo yinuchu hamayim mirisichasan. If you're going to allow the water to no longer boil and cool down a little, so then the iser could go back into the kli without it being mukshar. And the Rama that actually doesn't disagree, the Mishnah Berurah explains, he agrees that if it's lower than boiling, then Hagol is not going to work. And then you have to be concerned that the Tamu Iser is going to go back into the utensil. Okay. So let's review what we had. We had many, many concerns about an Iser going back into the utensil. The simple reading of the Mechaber and Ramah is you don't have to be concerned about that at all prior to Zman Iser. We had the Kasha, the Magen Avram, and because the Magen and the Gra also has the same Kasha, and because of that, the Hachra of the Mishnah Berurah is do one of two things. Either make sure that's Eina Ben Yomo, or have the utensil to be very large, the one that's the vat that's doing the Haggalah, and have the water shishim keneged the kli. You have one of those two suggestions, which is the way people are noeg lemaisa. They're noeg like this Mishnah Berurah, and that is if you go to any Haggalah's Kalim place, they should ask you, is it a ben yomo? If you say it's a ben yomo, they will send you away. They'll send you home. Say, come back tomorrow. Problem is, if tomorrow's already Acher Zman Iser, it still might have other issues as well. But it is helpful even for after Zman Iser that it should be Tam Pogum. Yes. Oh, so we're going to see that is actually very controversial. There are some who do that. By the way, my Shabbos Hagadol Drasha was on dishwashers and the soap that we discussed. In other words, some that's not poshut, whether you're allowed to be pogim lechatchila altogether. That's a fascinating question. I didn't speak as much about that over here. I spoke about it in Shul. If you remember, the Ramah said, I touched on it. The Ramah says that the halacha is that you're not allowed to use a utensil that had shampoo inside. And so the question is, but isn't the Tam Pogum? So we gave the answer of the Tzvila Tzadik. So that's a question in regards to whether that's an Eitzah. But we also alluded to that Rav Nevinzal did say as combining with other factors, you could also use that, but we're going to see, since I already am addressing what you said, Josh, we're going to see towards the end of Tafnun Beis that lechatchila, you're really not supposed to have anything but water itself. So that's a question of lemaisa, how to do Hagolas Kalim, because that's the tension. On the one hand, we're going to see that lechatchila, you're not supposed to have anything else inside. On the other hand, if you add a Tam Pogum, then you're going to solve yourself for those problems. That's sort of a tension that exists. But yes, that could be a possible solution. All right. Okay. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Yud, what he paskins, what we just saw in the Be'er Halacha Dibur Maschul She'ein, that you should have one of these two things. Okay. What happens, though, if we're talking about that it's already after the Zman Iser? So it continues the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'in lo higil kodem Zman Isura. What happens if it's already after Zman Iser? Yochel ahagil ara Pesach. You could do Hagala up until Pesach. She'oz chameis b'mashu v'in mo'al Hagala she'chozul b'leah. because then chametz is aser b'mashu, and then hagala doesn't work. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in Yud Beis, she'az chametz mashu ratzal omar ve'ena moel afim yirtzel la'gila b'toch kli gadol she'esh b'shishim b'me'eh negra kli levata klipa. So what's your Eitzah? That you're going to do Hagala, and you're going to say, no, I'm not concerned that the Eitzah is going to go back in, because there's Shishim Keneged, but I don't care. The water is now going to become Aser. Once the water becomes Aser, you're stuck. So the bottom line is, Rabosai, you can't do Hagala on Pesach itself. You can do Hagala with many more conditions than we've had up until now, from 4 hours of Erev Pesach up until Pesach itself. The Ramah does add, Avol muter lilabein kli tocha Pesach, but you can do libun. Why could you do libun? Because libun burns out the Isser, so you don't rely on bittel. So when it comes to Hagala, you're going to rely on bittel b'shishim. Okay. So says the Ramah, therefore halacha l'maisa, ukeshemagil kodem Pesach la'achar sheish. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah points out, since we're machmer from 4 hours, so every time it says la'achar sheish, it really should be 4 hours. Sarach lizar b'chol advar miskarn shein, sarach lizar men kolim sheish. But once you're doing it Erev Pesach, then you have to be machmer for more things. So what exactly do you have to be machmer for? So according to the Mishnah Berurah, he says everything we learned above, you have to be careful about. So what does that mean? The Ramah said, everything we learned above, you have to be machmer. What does that mean practically? So let's go through the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yugimel, and then what we're going to do is we're going to crunch how you do Hagala prior to 4 hours of Erev Pesach, and how you do Hagala from 4 hours to Pesach itself. Obviously, the Eitzah Yehutzah is don't wait for after 4 hours of Erev Pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Achashesh, Lav Dafka, Daf Lachar Dal Tzarech Lizar, Kniska Le'el, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah doesn't mean that you have to be machmir for all of the things above. In other words, let's say you had shishim, and it was an Eina Ben Yomo, and it went down for a moment from bubbling to below. Does that, to below 212 degrees, that's boiling. Does that mean that everything is going to be a problem? So the answer is logically it shouldn't be a problem. Because even if it goes down and you're concerned now that the water is going to go back in, but you have shishim keneged and you have an eina ben yomo. So in such a case, says the Mishnah Berurah, it could be that lav dafka, all of the mechaber's concerns, that if you have one of those concerns, automatically it's treif on Erev Pesach. Rather, continues the Mishnah Berurah, he says, maybe there's a difference between 6 hours and 4 hours, but he says, after 4 hours, dai she'ezor be'echa mishnei advarim, you should be careful about the following things. Dahainu, aleph, she'yira she'lo yekli she'magal gam yorag dola she'magal v'socha, shneim lo yu b'nei yoman. Here, you have to be careful, it's ma'akev, that everything needs to be eina ben yomo. Both the large vat you're using, as well as the kli that you're putting in. If the large vat is chametz stick, so then in such a case, we have to be choshesh for not bar not the Yisura. Beis, imakli shemaglu ben yomo, sar sheb mayim shishim nege kolosa kli levatlo. Number two, if the kli is a ben yomo, so then in such a case, then you need shishim keneged. Then you're going to need 60 times. Okay. So what is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah? One of two things. Either all of the utensils have to be Eina B'nei Yomo, or if one of them is B'nei Yomo, then you have to make sure that they're Shishim Keneged Kol HaKelim. What?
That's not different than
what we before. So how's that different than what the Be'er Halacha said in Dibra Maskel She'ein Tzrichim? Okay. Good question. Bli neder, I will get back to that.
Would that it's over for if the vat isn't an eina ben doing that.
Okay, so chada mitaretz chaverta. So I think these two are going to be connected. So if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, he goes on. And he says, "Va'ayin bebir halacha shebi'arnu b'shem kamachrom shesovim d'shnei dvarim elu haynu mashet tzrichim liyo shelo yu b'nei yom oshi b'teil b'shishin levaton humidina afilu kodem zman iser chametz." There are some achronim who say that this already applies prior to the zman of the iser chametz. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah says that everybody is going to agree that after the Zman Iser, the halacha is that you need one of these two things. And if you don't, the halacha is that it's treif. However, there are some who say that since chametz is not barnati isura, you already need one of those two things already prior to the Zman of Iser. The nafgamina is going to be whether that's a chumrah or whether that's mi'ikr Dedina. Do you need that just as a chumrah or meikar dedina? This second criterion is based on a chumrah. That the Be'er Halacha says that even prior to Zman Iser, that's a chumrah that you put it to the next din. However, when it comes to post the Zman Iser, then the halacha is that one would require meikar dedina. And the Mishnah Berurah then goes even on. And he says, v'chol ze midina. The minig is to try to do what one can to be yotzei all of these chumras. In other words, what that means is we try to have the water constantly boiling so that it'll always be being machshir. We try always to have eina ben yomo. We try to always have shishim. The nafgamina between prior to the Zman Iser, practically halacha l'maisa, between prior to the Zman Iser and after the Zman Iser is going to be what happens if you don't have one of these two tnaim. If you don't have one of the two tnaim after Zman Iser, for sure it's chametzdik. If not, if it's prior to the Zman Iser, it's not already the Zman Iser, so then according to the kasha of the Magen Avram, then maybe one should be machmir, but the Magen Avraham has his teretz, the Chazon Ish has his teretz, I have my teretz, lahavdil, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's for sure mutter. So the nafkamina is a nafkamina of lichatchila versus bidyevet. Okay. Now, connected to your question, Eitan, I'm just worried it's going to get us too involved. I have something to say about your question. It's connected to the brackets of the Mishnah Berurah, but I'm afraid I'm going to lose everybody and maybe even myself. So I'm going to leave your question for now. Yeah, sure.
So does that mean, well, on my side, if I realize the night of Pesach, little Pesach, that I that one of my kelim is not going to become an Eidol Ben Yomo until after the Zman Iser, then lechatchila, I should do it then.
Correct. If you're going to have shishim, you should do it then. But only if you have shishim. If you don't have shishim, then unless you know for sure, it's going to be able to stay boiling hot the whole time. If you know it's going to stay boiling hot, and you don't leave it in for too long, so then you would have id de tar liflat in a boleya. Okay. Now, there is a very, very fascinating question in regards to the efficacy of Eina Ben Yomo on Erev Pesach. In other words, does it help at all that the kli is Eina Ben Yomo on Erev Pesach? So here, if you take a look at the Ramah in the Darche Moshe, the Ramah is going to summarize some of the things that we said, and he's going to say something very sharp that's going to have an interesting hashlacha lahalacha. Says the Ramah in the Darche Moshe, this is in your booklet, Tafnun Beis, V'nirli, De'ein lahagil shum kli b'pesach, av she'ish b'mayim shishim nega kol ha'kli. So this we saw in the Ramah himself, he said that Once it's the Zman Isser, then it's Aser B'mashuhu, so then you can't do Hagala. Va'av she'en akli ben yomo, me'achar d'chametz b'pesach b'mashu. Im kein lo mahani shishim, v'no sin tam lufkam Aser b'pesach. So he says, number one, you don't have a heter of no sin tam lufkam, because no sin tam lufkam is Aser on Pesach. And number two, it's Aser b'mashu. By the way, this would be a very nice question, an entry question for Smicha. Could you do Hagolas Kalim on Pesach? It's a fun question. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that you can't do Hagolas Kalim on Pesach. Then what about Libun? The answer is yes. Libun you could do because you don't need Bittel. So you can't do Hagolas Kalim for Pesach on Pesach itself because you have the Isser Mashuhu of the Chametz. And even if, then the follow-up question would be, what about if the Kli is no saint, is an Eina Ben Yomo? Doesn't matter, because no saint Tam Lefgam is going to be Yosser. Now the Ramal continues and he says as follows. Umiu Kodem Pesach, Af La'achar Shei Shari. But what about after 6 hours? So, Rabosai, is Chametz Yosser B'mashu after 6 hours? So, Nisanel and I were mefalpa a little bit about this on Pesach. So this is this Ramah. The Ramah says in Taf Mem Zayin Tezvav that Chametz is not Aser B'mashuhu, Da Dayin Ein Chametz B'mashuhu, V'gam Nosen Tam Lefgam Shari, and also Nosen Tam Lefgam is Mutter. V'chein Kosav Arashba B'tshuva, De'ein Lahagol Shun Kli B'Pesach, L'man Da'omar, De'oser Nosen Tam Lefgam B'Pesach. So if the Keli is already an Eino Ben Yomo, so then in such a case, then it's still going to be a problem because Nosin Tam Lefgam is Asher. But on Erev Pesach, the halacha is that it's still going to be Mutter, there isn't an Isser Mashu, and Nosin Tam Lefgam is going to be okay. Ah, so Rabosai, now you can understand the Sharet Zion in Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Says the Sharet Zion, really, we should not rely on one of the two possibilities. Either it's a Eina Ben Yomo, or it's their Shishim, because says the Sharet Zion the following: D'lechatchila in Sifkat Yigimel le'in Agala Tov Lachush le'das Haposkim she'sovrim de'la'achar sheish ara alayla. Gam kein osa nosin tam lefgam umashuhu im kein al yesh lizar be'elo chomros hanal. So says the Sharet Zion, I'm going to explain to you why really on Erev Pesach we should even be more machmir than we said before. Dahainu. That we said before that mi'ikr didina on Erev Pesach, as long as something is nosin tam lefgam, it's an Eina Ben Yomo. Or there's Shishim Kenegdo, so then you're going to be okay. Then it's going to be okay. However, what happens if you hold that already on Erev Pesach, there's already an Isser Mashu? And what if you hold that on Erev Pesach, the halacha is that no Saint Tam Lefgam is Aser? So then in such a case, then you really are going to have to be Machmer for all of the things that the Mechaber said, which is why the Rama says Sarach Lizar b'chol advar maniskarim. So Rabosai, we have two deos over here. We have the Rama who assumes in the Darche Moshe, the Rama says that there are many who hold that Erev Pesach you could be makel on Nosin Tam Lefgam, as well as you could be makel on the Isser Mashu. However, and therefore, what did we paskin? We paskin, says the Mishnah Berurah, that on Erev Pesach, if you did the Hagolah and you have one of those two Tanayim, then that's going to be enough. However, the Mishnah Berurah did say, there are some who say that you have to be Machmir. Why do you have to be Machmir? Because it could very well be that if no Saint Tam Lefgam is Asur on Erev Pesach, and there's an Isser Mashu already on Erev Pesach, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that you can't rely on the fact that it's an Eino Ben Yomo. You can't rely that there's Shishim. So what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to make sure that the water is constantly hot, and that to make sure that the Isser is not going to go back. So now, no pun intended, you're playing with fire. So that's, so according to the Shita, it really is risky to do Haggalah on Erev Pesach. Halacha l'maisa, mi'ikar d'dinu, you can do Haggalah on Erev Pesach. However, one should keep aware, be aware that there are some shitas that say that it is a very tenuous thing, because if the Isser goes back in, if you hold of these chumras of no Saint Tam Lefgam on Erev Pesach and the Isser Mashu on Erev Pesach. So it dawned on me, and I was very happy that I was mechaving to a big Talmud Chacham on the internet, that for Sfaradim it's going to be less of a problem. Josh is nodding his head, because for Sfaradim hold, no Saint Tam Lefgam is mutter. So if no Saint Tam Lefgam is mutter, so then for Sfarad on Pesach. So certainly on Erev Pesach, that would be okay as well. And I found Rabbi Yoshua Pfeffer, he's a big Talmud Chacham in Ramot, makes this point. Gishmak. Okay, so this Rabosai is what emerges over here. So are you stuck in terms of kashering on Pesach itself? So the answer is basically yes, unless you do libun. You can't kasher, but you can do libun. Okay, basically we've gone through everything that's important. Before the summary, there's one more halach in Tafnun Beis Dalet. The Mechaber says, Imagil bitzvas, tzvas is a tongue that's holding the kli. Yigalgal akli, you have to make sure to turn the kli within the tongue that's holding it. Demlokein bimekom atzvas lo salik dikula demaya. That if you don't turn the kli, then it's not going to be kashered. So you have to be very careful that when you put the kli in, that the kli is entirely submerged. And of course, that whatever was holding the kli when going into the hot water is removed. So of course, what one should do is drop the kli inside. But if for whatever reason the person was concerned that by dropping it, that something would happen to the kli, or it would be difficult to retrieve it, and he's holding on to it, so then he has to move it around. So Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sifkat Chaf Gimel, Ratzalom Shifateach es Hatzvas Bitzocha Roslin. You should open up the tongs a little. V'yechos Akliv Makom Acher. Maybe have two set of tongs, one holding, letting go, and then grabbing it with the other one. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sharetzi and Sifkat Chaf Ches that this is based on the idea that our minig is that we're only magil the actual kli bebas achas. That lichatchila, one should try to be magil the kli bebas achas. Why is that? A very, very simple reason. Because if we're magil a kli at different times, then we have to be choshesh, that's going to be choser v'nivla. In other words, if I'm going to be magil, let's say you have a large kli. So why can't you just put the kli in on one side, and then put it in the other side? So the answer is that we try not to do that, because if we put the kli in on one side, we're concerned that when you put the kli in the other side, then the iser that came out from one side is going to go back in. In contrast, if you do it in one full swoop, so then it's less likely to happen. So that it's another important halacha lemaisa application, to know lichatchila to try to do the hagala bebas achas, and not to do it on two sides. I would just point out that this is a chash, and sometimes people who are, if they're not going to do a good haggalah, they're not going to leave it in long enough, sometimes I prefer that they do it on two different sides, if there's a lot of water, than to do it so quickly that they're not going to even let go of the utensil at all. So in other words, it's not going to work if you're not going to really let go of the tongs. So lichatchila, what you should do is have being held by the tongs, let go, and then grab it again. But what if you know if it's something that's very, very expensive that the person's not going to let go, if for whatever reason they're scared to let go, or the water is so hot, whatever the concern might be, I would suggest to do not like with the lichatchila of the Mishnah Berurah if you're concerned that the kli is not going to be hukshar properly. It's well known, everybody always says, that you can't be machshir the kli in two stages. So that's all, l'chatchila, l'chatchila, l'chatchila. But b'di'eved, I think it's fine if you be machshir the kli in two stages. Yes, Abby?
What was the problem with doing
the two sides is like this, that we're afraid that if you're going to, that's what comes up from the Shaar Tzion, that if you're going to put it in on one side, so then the Isser is going to come out. And then when you put in the other side of the kli, the Isser is going to go in. Because you no longer have, what is the svara that we had before? We have the svara of Aydi Detarit Liflat, it's not going to be Boleh. So as long as the whole kli is pushing out, then it's not. But if the Isser has already come out, so there's now Isser in the water. And let's say the water hasn't really reached 212 degrees. So when you're going to put the other thing back in, you're actually just going to be making it more chametz thick than before. In contrast to when you put it in once and it's 212 degrees boiling, so then you know that everything is going to be fine. You're running the risk when you do it on two sides that you're going to have now Isser in the water. You're now going to have Isser in the water, and that Isser is going to come back into the kli if that second part of the kli is not being kashered properly. Okay, Rabosa, let's go for a summary. So here we have the Piskei Tshuvas gives us 13 ideal components of how to be machshir kelim. Number one, Aleph. Page Kuf Lamed Gimel in Piskei Tshuvas. Hayora shemagilim ba tia eina bas yomo mishimush b'chametz. That number one, the vat should be an eina ben yomo. Hamayim, number two, Josh's issue. Hamayim shebiyora yiyu b'li taruvas nozlim acherim. That it should be entirely water and no other liquids. So that is a Beferish Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah in Tafnun Beis, Sifkatan Chav Beis, has a safek if you have other water inside, excuse me, Sifkatan Chav Vav, that other water inside the vat could be a problem.
Why?
Because maybe only water could be magil. If you take a look at the Mishneh Berurah by the Shaar Tzion, right after Shaar Tzion Lamed Aleph, Shemartichin akli al yidei shemore yayin o wine mura b'mayim ein lahagil bahen lechatchila rak b'mayim levad, only water alone. However, many people follow Josh's suggestion that even though the Mishneh Berurah says that you shouldn't have nozlim acherim, nevertheless, people put dvarim hapgumim inside. So if I recall correctly, Rav Nevensal Shlita told me that at the end of the day, he didn't think that something like a bleach would qualify as the same thing as the wine. In other words, if you're putting in something that's pogam, or you don't even have to put in that a nozel, right? You put in some type of afer or something like that, so then that might take care of the problem. So, but Josh is right. There are many people that try to take care of the issues of the Isser going back in by putting a davar pogam inside. Gimel. Third thing is you have to be careful that the water be boiling and that it's bubbling. Number four, that the A should be under the water that boils. Number five, you should have shishim of the water keneged kol hakelim shemagil. In other words, sometimes they'll put in a bunch of utensils at once, especially when you're doing silverware and so on, they'll do a bunch at once. So you have to make sure that there's, again, l'chatchila, there should be shishim keneged. Number six, the kli that you're kashering should be in Eina ben Yomo, that we spent a lot of time discussing. You should try to put into the vat kalim whose amount of time of blia are similar when you're putting them in at once. If you have a kli that absorbed, that expunges quickly versus another kli that doesn't, and there wasn't shishim, then we spoke about the concern that's going to go back in. 8 is Nasano's question. You should do Hagalah on the Yados HaKelim as well. We mentioned 9 is what we saw in Siv Dalet, that you should do the Hagalah not at piecemeal, but you should do it all at once. 10, by the way, we did discuss last time, I won't repeat, the idea if you have very large kli, how are you supposed to do it with bubbling over? 10, you should make sure the kli should stay in the water for a significant amount of time, in the sense that you shouldn't take it out immediately. So there's this balance. On the one hand, you don't want the iser to go back in. On the other hand, it shouldn't be for only a moment of time where the iser doesn't go out. I would recommend something along the lines between 3 seconds and 6 seconds, something along those lines. I didn't see that number anywhere, but intuitively that's what it seems. 11 might be based on the pasuk itself. The Torah says, Umorak v'shutaf b'mayim, Marika is hot water, and the custom is to rinse it off with cold water afterwards. That's number 11. Number 12, our minig is not to use the water afterwards. We pour out the water and don't use it for anything else. Gzeira atu, that if there was iser inside, that people shouldn't come to have hana from the iser. Number 13, there are some who are makbid to wait 3 days before Hagala, but that I think is not the custom of most. And finally, 14 is if it needs tefillah, we do the tefillah first. If you have something that needs Hagala and tefillah, you do the Hagala first, and then you do the tefillah. Ad kan tam v'nishlam simin tuf nun beis. Okay, it's already late. Let's start simin kuf chav beis. Kuf chav beis should cut pretty easily for us, because kuf chav beis, we've discussed the halachas of nosein tam lufgam already in simin kuf gimel. So let's just start it, and then you'll continue in seder. The Beis Yosef tells us that we have a Gemara in Pesachim that substantiates the halacha that we learned, that a kli she'ena ben yomo is going to be asur, that we learned that Rav told us kederos bePesach yishburu, that if you have kederos on Pesach that have been used with chametz, if they're made of clay, you're stuck. You need to break them. Now, wait a second, but didn't we learn no same tam lefgam, we paskin, is mutter? So the answer is there are two halachos, there's tzvei dinim. One halacha is that the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah that we're made a gzeira of kli she'ena ben yomo atu ben yomo. Number two, we also learned that the Gemara tells us also in Avodah Zarah that the halacha is that no same tam lefgam is mutter b'dievet. So Gemara, I think, on Samach Vav, tells us the gzeira of Eino ben yomo ata ben yomo, and the Gemara paskins that the halacha is that no same tam lufgam is b'dieved mutter. So we have this dichotomy. On the one hand, we've learned already in Isser v'Heter that if you use an Eino ben yomo pat, the Mechaber tells us in the beginning of Kuf Chav Beis Aleph, no same tam lufgam mutter, but nevertheless, in Sif Beis, we learn k'deira she'eino bas yomo, da'ino she'sho me'es le'es min'spash abo Isser, having no same tam lufgam. But nevertheless, the Chachamim said that you're not allowed to use it lechat chila. So that din is, as I told you, the Grub points out, that's from Daf Samach Zayin in Avodah Zarah. Gzeira otu bas yomo. Bein shablua b'isr uba levashel b'heter. Ubein shablua michala uba levashel b'basar. And even if you have milk, that's a tam pogum. The halacha is you can't use it for flesh expansion. I'm sorry, you had a question? Good? Okay. So this is the Mechaber in Aleph and Beis. Now, it's very interesting, the Lashon is Lichatchila. Asru Chachamim Lichatchila. This Rabosai is going to open us up for a possible fascinating heter. And that is, what happens if I'm not in a situation of Lichatchila? What is Lichatchila? Lichatchila, in the case of the Gemara, is that this was used for pork. It's not ben yomo. Can I use it now for kosher? The answer is no. L'chatchila, you can't use it. Gzeira, Gedera ain't a bas yomo atu ben yomo. But what happens if I'm stuck? Am I allowed to now? In other words, this was a gzeira that the Shulchan Aruch calls lichatchila. So that's an absolutely fascinating question. So already the Taz points out, the Taz in five mysterious words says, ubimarda hikilu kidil'il simin kufches sif gimel. What's going on over there? In a case of a marda is a roller, that it was impossible for them to figure out a way to do a hagalah to be machshir the kli. So, says the Gil Yomar Sha, that what the Taz means is follows. Not just stam, that they were make with the marda, because it was impossible for them to do agala on it, b'makom de lo efsher lo gazru. That's what we learn in Simen Kuvches Sif Gimel. And he says that if we're talking about any other iser, that's an iser derabbanan, like b'kli cheres v'hefse meruba, yesh lo hakel, tshuvas dvar shmuel. That's what the Gil Yomar Sha says. So this is fascinating. In the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, it's not mefurish. The Gemara just says that we make gzeirah ein abas yomo atu ben yomo. However, the Rishonim use the word lichatchila, you shouldn't use it. So what did the Pashas was lichatchila mean? Lichatchila means, as opposed to b'dievet, if you already cooked the food. But maybe there's something more here in lichatchila. And that is that if you're stuck, maybe there are instances that you could be able to be makel. So that's how the Gil Yomar Sha presents this. Oh, so if pischuli Pesach shel machat, fani eftach lecha Pesach shel ulam, the moment in which you have this opening to say maybe there are times that if you're stuck, it's going to be mutter, so maybe you could even go further. Let's take a look at pischuli tshuva sifkat and aleph. Ayin b'minchas Yaakov, heili de b'tshuvas nachlas Yaakov kasa b'shem chachme v'nitzia, the chacham of Venice said, zeu davke b'kli matachos, kivan de is takana ba'agola, mashen ken kli cheres t'tzarach shvira, havi k'dievet, umatir n'akel n'achar shim eis leis. So the Sefer Minchas Yaakov said that there was some chachamim in Venice who made what they felt was an error, and that is that they said, well, wait a second, when do we say that you can't use a kli when it's an Eina Ben Yoma? That's when you could kasher it. But if it's cheres, so then the halacha is that that's a case of bidyevet. V'herech lahasig al zem, mikamim b'komos v'shas, u'v'poskim. There are many who rejected that. One of the rejections is going to be our Gemara. Amarav kederes b'pesach yishbaru. So l'chura, there we're talking about clay utensils. So therefore, you could have just said that it was a bidyevet. However, mikomokom masik sham b'shem gadol echad, t'behefsim meruba yesh lahatir b'kli cheres. There were some who were matir in the case of hefsim meruba. Why? Because that's only din l'chatchila. I'm reading from the Pischei Tshuva, Sifkat and Aleph, in Kuf Chav Beis. However, the Pischei Tshuva doesn't just say that kli cheres is mutter. U'l'niyaz daiti kosha lahatir afilu b'hefsim meruba, t'akosav goz hashvi, ahod amar gzera ein ben yoma to ben yoma, אבל אין לומר אתן לפי של חתחילה ונוס אתן לחתחילה לפקם לחתחילה עושה אותו. כי מה שאתה אין שבירה, הווה כדייבד. So already the Agos HaShvi makes our point. If Rav said, כדירס בפסח ישברו, so therefore the halacha would be what? The halacha would be that this is not considered בדייבד. That בדייבד doesn't mean that if you can't kasher. הרי בהדיה דאפיל בקליחרת צריך שבירה, so ultimately, he says, but it's a fascinating approach. Once you say that the Taz had said, this was a case where it's impossible to kasher it, so maybe Klicharis is also. There we're talking about a very particular utensil, that you're going to have to always get a new marda, so that much we're not going to ask a person to do, so maybe the same applies to Klicharis. So the post can say no, because that Rav said, Beferish, Kederis B'Pesach Yishbru.